Good morning. And I wish you all a Merry Christmas. This morning, I want to provide a special welcome to all of you joining us on this Christmas Day. A special welcome to those of you joining us from home. And want to recognize that on this day, as we're gathering with our families, that also there are those among us who, for any number of reasons, aren't able to gather with their families today. And that the message of our gospel is that there is light amidst the darkness, and that life, that light is the life of all people. And so all of our settings in life, we find our hope and our light and our trust in Christ, born to us in this world today. I'll invite all who are able to stand as we begin our processional carol, Good Christians, Friends, Rejoice. A child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Incarnate God, on this Christmas day, we give you thanks for sending your Son to bring light to our darkness. As we light the candles on the Advent wreath, grant that we, like the angels over Bethlehem, may sing your praises in our hearts and in our lives. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave us your only Son to take on our human nature and to illumine the world with your light. By your grace, adopt us as your children and enlighten us with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Thank you. The second lesson this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Invite all who are able to stand.
Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he of whom I spoke. He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me." From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I'm sure that many of you remember Paul Harvey's radio and television broadcasts when he would announce, "And now here's the rest of the story." Well, for those who missed it, here's the rest of the story. Last night at the manger service, would you believe I forgot baby Jesus? The crucifer, torchbearers, and acolytes were all lined up in the narthex, ready and waiting for the procession to begin, along with our little, adorable little cherubs who were in the children's choir. And suddenly, in a panic, I remembered the tiny baby Jesus, the very one whose birth we had come to celebrate, the one who was placed in the creche at the foot of the altar. Trying to cover my faux pas, I turned to Pastor Ben and said, "Would you go get the baby Jesus?" And I kid you not, he replied, "Where is he?" Where is he indeed? He's everywhere. He's wherever two or three gather in his name. He's in the bread and the wine. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He's always with us, just as he promised he would be. Of course, I knew full well that Pastor Ben was schooled in theology, so instead, when he asked, "Where is he?" I whispered, "The little baby Jesus is still in the sacristy." Now, the irony may not be lost on those of you like Dolores, especially I'm thinking of you for the many years you served on the Altar Guild. You know that that's where the earthly elements of bread and wine are kept and prepared for the Eucharist. During the season of Advent, as we await Christ's coming among us as a tiny baby, Jesus is always safely tucked away until it's time to place him in the manger. In all fairness to Pastor Ben, here is the baby Jesus, very, very tiny. So it's no wonder you would ask, "Where is he?" But Pastor Ben saved the day for me. Even though I think we all know that Jesus is the real Savior. And so it was on that not too cold and drizzly night, as the sun began to set in the west and darkness came upon the Willamette Valley, four generations of worshipers gathered together here in this place to hear the beloved story of our dear Savior's birth on that night long, long ago when the angels announced to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And now, as we continue to celebrate the joyous birth of the Christ child, and as we join the whole hosts of heaven and children of all ages all around the world praising and glorifying God, as we lift up our voices in song, as we open our ears and our heart to hear the word of God, as we eat of the bread and drink from the cup, we hear the rest of the story. It's an altogether different message. The birth of Jesus isn't even mentioned here. Yet this message is no less powerful. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. What has come into being was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Just a few nights ago, those of us living in the Northern Hemisphere observed the longest night of the year. For the past 6 months, in the rhythm of the four seasons, little by little, sunlight has been diminishing each day, just as it does from mid-June to mid-December, year in and year out. Only now, with the winter solstice behind us, little by little, sunlight will once again be growing as each new day brings a few seconds more than the day before it, a few seconds more of sunlight. In the Pacific Northwest, we know that the winter can be dreary and awfully long. One might even say dark. The lack of sunlight adversely affects many among us. In recent years, it's been labeled seasonal affective disorder, SAD for short. Because this is a time of year when many people suffer from debilitating effects of depression. And for some, that's attributed to the lack of sunlight. Not only that, but given the tumultuous times we find ourselves living in, many people are saying we are living in dark times. And they'd be right. Others would be quick to point out that ever since the dawn of time, darkness has been lurking in the shadows, and they too would be right. Theologians remind us of humanity's fall from grace when sin entered in, and therefore darkness. And so in some ways it is true, darkness is all around us, and not just from lack of sunshine. Darkness also lurks in our hearts and prevents us from seeing the light that shines in and around us all the time. In her poignant poem, The Hill We Climb, Amanda Gorman boldly reminds us that while times may be dark, there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. And now today we gather in the light of day to celebrate once again the birth of the Christ child, the incarnate God who has come to dwell among us in the Word made flesh. The one who not only was, but who is the life and light of all people, full of grace and truth. And so it is my hope and my prayer that our eyes and our hearts and our minds might be open so that we can see and experience the true light which illuminates this dark world and our own hearts and minds, but also so that we may more fully live into being children of the light. For that is truly who and what we are. We are children of the light. While there isn't an angel announcing the good news of great joy to the shepherds living in the fields, or bright shining stars, or a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, or even Joseph and Mary with the newborn baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, there is John the Evangelist reminding us of the rest of the story. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot overcome it. From His fullness, we have received grace upon grace. And so as this year of our Lord 2022 comes to a close, and as we look forward to ushering in a brand new year, may we who have received grace upon grace, let our lights shine before others so that they may see our good works and give glory to God in heaven. Our God who is the true light, the light who has come into the world to be light and life for all people, the light no darkness can overcome. I think poet Amanda Gorman got it right when she said there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. May God's word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path through all of life's seasons, now and forevermore. Amen.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ's coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. The church in every land makes a joyful noise to herald your coming, O God. We give thanks for poets, musicians, and hymn writers who give voice to our praise and for all who lead the church's worship. God of grace, hear our prayer. This day dawns with new hope for all living things, and from ocean depths to mountain peaks, the earth rejoices. Inspire in us an urgent zeal to protect the planet and renew its resources. We pray especially for all those affected by the ice storm this past week and any who are still without power. God of grace, hear our prayer. Bring heavenly peace to this world and an end to armed conflict. Raise up leaders in every nation who will establish equal justice for all people. Give courage to all who speak out against oppression and advocate for the powerless. God of grace, hear our prayer. Bless all who gather to worship on this holy day. Be present at our tables and celebrations and watch over those who travel. Sustain charities, outreach ministries, and food pantries that give generously to people in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Guard the lives of any in danger, especially those who work to protect others. Lead any who are in desperate circumstances for help and safety. Grant rest to the weary and soothe those who are troubled. Heal the sick, the injury, and those in recovery. Comfort the isolated, the grieving, and those in any pain. We pray especially this week for Betsy Berg, Lori Lund, James Pontius, Marnie Reinmuth, and Gretchen Seamus. For all these we've named aloud, for those we hold in silent, and those known only to you we pray. God of grace, hear our prayer. In Christ we have beheld your glory, full of grace and truth. We give thanks for those in every generation who reflect the light of Christ. May their witness shine forth in our time. God of grace, hear our prayer. Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen. The peace of the Christ child abide with you always. Thank you.
Let us pray.
Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows forth from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and at all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, born of Mary, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, for the precious gift of your Son, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle and receive the bread in the form of a wafer and then dip it into the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. All are welcome at Christ's table. This is Christ's table. It is Christ who bids you come. We'll begin on the lectern side, and then Pastor Laurie and I will switch sides, and then we'll do the pulpit side. Come. For all has been prepared.
The second verse of Away in the Manger will be sung as a solo.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us, now and forever. Amen. One note about our life together this coming week. If you need to come into the church, into the office, please call ahead. We'll kind of be in and out as many things are on break this week. Invite all who are able to stand to receive the benediction. God, the Creator who delights in you, Jesus Christ, the Savior who was born in you, and the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen. Go in peace. Share the joy of the Christ child born in our hearts today. Thanks be to God.
Merry Christmas.